It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Over the years, dark chocolate has been touted as having some health benefits, but there are new concerns now about the levels of heavy metals present in popular dark chocolate bars. Consumer Reports tested 28 bars for lead and cadmium. Join in with your questions about testing dark chocolate and what it means to eat a food in moderation. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jim Rogers is Director of Food Safety Research and Testing for Consumer Reports. Previously worked for the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. Jim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, good morning, and thank you for having me, Kate.
Good morning. So 28 dark chocolate bars, 23 you found contained high amounts of lead or cadmium, or both. How much risk are people taking by regularly eating chocolate with these heavy metals present?
Well, the levels we found were actually low, but we think that they're important enough to be aware of because even at low levels, these heavy metals can affect pregnant women and their fetuses or young children. And so we also have to consider that there are other sources of heavy metals in your diet, possibly. And so any chance that you can to reduce heavy metals, we advocate that you do that.
How did you go about doing this testing? Can you walk us through it?
Oh, yes. Okay. So at Consumer Reports, when we test food, we use a risk-based approach where we look at the foods and we ask the questions using the published literature, et cetera, what foods are considered risky. And so this project was selected because there were some reports in the literature that said that dark chocolate had a higher amount of heavy metals possibly than milk chocolate. And so what we did is we first did a market survey to see what products were out there. As you mentioned, we selected 28 different brands of dark chocolate. We purchased those at retail, just like a consumer would. And then we used an analytical laboratory that was expert in analyzing food for heavy metals. And we got the results. They analyzed it for us and we got the results for the heavy metals.
Why did you judge the bars using California's chemical standards, their Prop 65?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Our Food and Drug Administration is the regulatory agency that is responsible for these products. And while they have offered guidance as to what the safe levels of heavy metals are, it's just that it is guidance. It's not a mandatory regulatory standard that is enforced. And so we believe, and other food safety experts believe, that of all the standards out there, the California standard is a conservative one, but it is also a health protective one. So we felt that that was the best one to use to judge whether the amounts that we were finding in the individual products were concerning.
Even though, as the National Confectioners Association pointed out, that California does not set federal food safety standards. And so you kind of have to balance that as well.
Well, that's true. And as I mentioned, we believe the FDA should be setting these standards, making the standards health protective, but they have not. So rather than wait for them to do that, we would rather go out there, find a health protective standard, and use that when we analyze our food samples.
Talking about contamination in dark chocolates with Jim Rogers, oversees food safety research and testing for Consumer Reports. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Jim, could you do some name dropping for us? Which brands did Consumer Reports find that stood out for dangerous levels in lead and cadmium?
So I would really love our listeners to either go to our website at cr.org and look at the report, or the results are also published in our magazine, the February 2023 issue. But in our findings, those that had the highest amount of heavy metals were Lilly's Extremely Dark Chocolate, Green and Black's Organic Dark Chocolate, Trader Joe's, the Dark Chocolate Lover's Chocolate Bar, Thiel's Organic Pure Dark Chocolate at 70% cacao and Thiel's Organic Extra Pure Dark Chocolate at 85% cacao. But let me also point out that in our article, we name five bars that we consider safer, and that also exhibit to us that dark chocolate can be manufactured that would have much lower levels of heavy metals. And those safer choices, as we term them, are Mast Organic Dark Chocolate at 80% cacao, Taza Chocolate Organic Deliciously Dark Chocolate, 70% cacao, Ghirardelli Intense Dark Chocolate at 86 and 72% cacao, and then Valrhona Abanao Dark Chocolate at 85% cacao.
Which naturally leads us to the question, how are cadmium and lead getting into dark chocolate bars in the first place?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. In our article, we discuss how experts believe that for lead, when you process the cocoa beans, one step is to have them dry. And in a lot of processing places, this drying is done outside. And if the drying station is close to an industrial park or anywhere that could be manufacturing or using lead, the lead gets in the air, the lead gets in the soil, it drifts onto the cocoa beans and contaminates them with this lead. For cadmium, like other heavy metals that we've seen, the cadmium is in the soil. And the cocoa plants will draw this cadmium up out of the soil through the roots. It gets distributed throughout the plant, including the cocoa beans. And so it is a soil contaminant that eventually makes its way into the edible parts of the plant.
Oh, that's interesting. And so it would have to really go back to the very beginning of the production process in order to address these heavy metals.
That is true. Now, there is the possibility during processing and manufacture that heavy metals could be added because of the use of machinery and chemicals and so on and so forth. But at least in this case, it's believed that it is at the beginning, as you mentioned, either during growth or doing the initial processing of the cocoa beans.
You know, for some people, dark chocolate is a bit of a necessity. It's something that's really a part of your life. What could chocolate lovers do to minimize their risk?
So I'm a chocolate lover, too, and I was eating dark chocolate. I was eating dark chocolate every day until our report. But in the story, we do describe some of the things that you can do to reduce your risk. One of them is to don't panic, and that you take all the data that we've generated and others have on testing of dark chocolate and become a wise consumer, right? So inform yourself, use the data to help you go and purchase safer chocolates because the information is there. So vote with your dollars. Second thing is that we've associated most of the heavy metal contamination with dark chocolate with higher amounts of cacao. So instead of an 85% bar, maybe eat a 75% bar or a 65% bar to reduce your exposure to the cacao. And even though it doesn't taste the same, consider alternating in milk chocolate, which again has less cacao, so the lesser possibility of having heavy metals. Use dark chocolate as a treat, and so use it as a reward. We strongly suggest that you do not provide dark chocolate to pregnant women or to growing children because of the effects on mental development that heavy metal contamination can have. So those are some of the things that we recommend in the article.
What do you make of the lawsuits that have emerged in New York against Hershey's and Trader Joe's that have this Consumer Reports evidence as the root of the lawsuits?
We've seen this before because, I mean, patting myself on the back, we do good work. We do use the most latest analytical methodologies. And so it was kind of expected by some that there may be something like this generated as a result of our report.
Jim Rogers leads food safety research and testing for Consumer Reports. Call in at 800-642-1234 with what's on your mind about what is inside your favorite food. Perhaps it is dark chocolate. What ingredients and additives you should be aware of. How to keep food safe and cross-contamination issues. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss good food hygiene with what's on your mind about food safety, what might be in the products you like to eat and drink that you're not aware of, as we've been talking about dark chocolate. Call in with your questions for Consumer Reports on food safety, 800-642-1234. Jim Rogers directs food safety research and testing for Consumer Reports and stays with us. Let's go to Daniel in Madison with a question. Daniel, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so I would like to find out the other cocoa products that we take, like beverages. My children, for example, take Twist cocoa powder, and also there's one called Milo, M-I-L-O. Those are all cocoa-based. So I want to find out if those also have the heavy metal contaminants that I guess it's talking about.
Daniel, thank you for the question concerning, you know, other products that have cocoa in them as a basis. Would the heavy metal concentration be in those as well, Jim?
Well, it could be. And unfortunately, we did not test cocoa powders. Our testing was limited to the bars. If we could test more, based on timing and resources, we would love to explore even more products that contain chocolate. But there is a possibility that, yes, those cocoa powders could contain heavy metals. The best advice that I could give our listener is to do the research and see if other organizations, other nonprofits have tested those products and have been able to report out whether there are heavy metals in there or not. Another alternative could be to write the companies and see if they're willing to provide you as the consumer the results of any internal testing that they do. We typically don't get to see that, but you may get lucky. They may be willing to share it with you.
Oh, what a great tip. John now in Beaver Dam. John, what is your question?
Yeah, I think it was kind of the previous question stole my thunder, but yeah, I'm taking a supplement called Cocoa V, and I do presume that if the contaminants are on the beans and in the soil, they're probably in this product. This is cardio health, and it says promotes a strong heart and cardiovascular system, 500 milligrams of cocoa flavanols. But I'll let him answer me, but I presume that they're probably contaminants are in this too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, we won't paint all cocoa products as bad because, again, in our own testing, we did find some that had lower amounts of heavy metals. So I can't tell John for sure that his product has it. But like I said, with the other caller, do your research, see if anyone else has tested it, reach out to the companies and see if they're willing to share their testing results so you can get a handle on whether or not they're having any issues with heavy metals in their products.
A question here, Mike and Slinger wondering, what about the product ingredients on the packaging? Wouldn't they be listed there? And if we don't see those metals in the ingredient list, what does that mean?
Not necessarily. In fact, most of the product list that I'm familiar with, the ingredient list would not list any potential contamination in there, especially if they're below a certain level or amount. So no, you cannot rely on the ingredient list to tell you whether there are heavy metals in there or not. Because we also have to realize too, is that sometimes the companies don't know because they may not test themselves, or the people who are providing the cocoa as an ingredient may not provide a certificate of testing to show that they're free of heavy metals. So sometimes it's kind of hard to know this.
How do you decide what food to test? What are your parameters?
So as I mentioned, what we do is a risk-based testing. And so what we do is we look out to the literature, to what our federal regulatory agencies publish, such as the CDC or the USDA or the FDA, to see what they're interested in. We look to see different foods that may be having issues with outbreaks or recalls. But we also poll our Consumer Reports memberships to see what they are interested in. And then every year we sit down at a table and we propose 3 to 4 larger projects. And if the budget allows, that's what we do each year. But it is based on risks. It's based on what consumers are being affected by and what the scientific literature says that this just may be an issue. We also try to be responsive to the market. So for instance, we had a very big story during the romaine lettuce outbreak where we actually reported, but then subsequently tested various leafy greens for the presence of foodborne pathogens. And so we try to be responsive to what's happening out there to consumers and to the marketplace.
So much is on the line for consumers and the product brands, the corporations. How diligent do you have to be to ensure you're setting up an accurate and fair experiment and assessment in your lab?
So I have the pleasure of coming from the USDA, Food Safety Inspection Service. We have 3 PhDs on staff, scientists, that help us design the testing along with myself. I have my doctorate also. We work with some very good food safety laboratories and use their expertise and their experience in food testing to help guide us. And then we always do statistical analysis of our data. We always allow the companies to respond to the results of their individual products that we've tested. And we're willing to face any type of peer review or any type of review of our data if there's ever any type of questions or concerns about what we've done. And so we try to keep it as objective and as scientifically accurate as possible whenever we do these type of studies.
Talking about food safety with Jim Rogers, oversees food safety research and testing for Consumer Reports. Jim, going back to 2021, Consumer Reports tested municipal water at 120 locations around the country. What did you find?
So that study was to look at nationwide, using the EPA water districts as a guide, what is the status of our municipal water? Now, the system is huge, and the number of water systems is huge. So what we try to do, and this was a spot check, we had to admit that because, you know, we have limited resources as a nonprofit, but we were looking for, again, the presence of heavy metals, but also PFAS, the forever chemicals that your audience may have heard.
Yes.
And we did find some of the municipal water systems having issues with these chemicals. We also looked at well water, because if you're on a private well, for instance, your municipal water system usually does not test the water for you. And so you won't know if you have any problems with contamination in your well. It's left up to you to test, and then it's also left up to you to remediate. And so we, you know, did find some wells that had some issues with PFAS, and then we also offered solutions. I mean, that can range from one of those pitchers in your refrigerators all the way up to a reverse osmosis system to take care of some of the harder chemicals to remove from your water system. And so we offered that advice too, along with, we do test water filters. And so we offer some of our recommendations of some water filters that you should consider.
Wisconsin is struggling with PFAS. We only have a limited time, but how should people think and choose home filtration systems in light of all the contamination with PFAS?
So PFAS is one of the more difficult ones. Mm-hmm. And so the the water filters themselves and the companies will provide guidance as to what level of filtration you need.
Okay.
And so for PFAS, many of the people that need PFAS filtration tend to have to use a more expensive system such as reverse osmosis.
Jim, thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be there. And again, I urge your listeners to consult our website at cr.org for more information on this study.
Jim Rogers, Director of Food Safety Research and Testing for Consumer Reports. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.